Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Let's check in with Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride with our Queer Book of the Month selection once again. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Jamie.
Emma, it's great to check in, and you've got another selection for us for our Queer Book of the Month. What have you picked for November?
Yeah, this month I've selected The Adult by Bronwyn Fisher. So this book is about 18-year-old Natalie, who arrives at the University of Toronto for her undergraduate studies. She can't help but feel that her peers already have everything figured out. She's got a poetry classmate who already knows she wants to be a poet, and her newfound friend from residence already exudes the confidence of someone born and raised in the city. Many of her peers also hail from the familiar suburbs of the city or have already arrived for the first week of school equipped with a fake ID. All of these contribute to Natalie feeling much like a fish out of water because she's from the remote northern Ontario town of Temagami. So imagine Natalie's surprise when a confident older woman named Nora takes up interest in her. The excitement of her freshman year quickly begins to center around spending time with Nora at her very sophisticated off-campus condo and imagining the details of her much more grown-up life. Unsure about how her peers will receive her thrilling new relationship with another woman, Natalie conceals it by fabricating a fake older boyfriend, Paul. Things get a little dicey as Natalie realizes that Nora's mystique is not just an effect of wisdom, but she's also hiding something. This is a charming coming-of-age story of identity and all-consuming first romance. Bronwyn Fisher's debut offers an intimate peek into the heart and mind of a young woman on the precipice of adulthood and self-discovery. The Adult gorgeously tackles love, deceit, and the adolescent pressure to be someone without yet having the time to become them.
Okay, it's called The Adult, and it's with the Stratford Public Library. It's our Queer Book of the Month selection for November. And what did you think of it, Emma? I think you described it as charming. Did you like the book?
I did, yeah. And as a U of T graduate, it had a supreme nostalgia factor for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, the variety that's available, and interesting having a Toronto-based book like this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to read, and I wish that when I was a younger person going into university that I had a title like this.
There you go, The Adult, and are physical copies available?
They are, yeah, we have a copy here at the library.
Perfect. And again, you can get details with Stratford Public Library. Well, we've got lots going on for November, Emma. In fact, we've got a call out for Swifties.
Yes. So on November 13th, come and hang out with us for our Swiftie party. We've got karaoke, we've got friendship bracelets, creative crafts, fun games, and the scavenger hunt. One person will walk away with a goodie bag, and this is an all-ages event, best suited for those at least 6 years old.
All right. Now, Emma, I have to ask, are you a Swiftie?
You know, for the library, I can be a Swiftie.
Absolutely. You are all Swiftie fans. There you go. And we've got more get-togethers happening for grades 4 to 7 young people. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have Sewing Bees. That's for grades 4 to 7 online registration, and this is for learning hand-stitching skills. So we've got something going on November 14th, 21st, and 28th.
Well, isn't that a great idea, something like that? You know, because we talk about these lost skills over the years. A sewing bee, what a great idea.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
There you go. And also, we've got more programs happening for November, especially one for seniors with regards to fraud prevention. What's happening?
Yeah, so Friday, November 22nd, 2 to 3 p.m., this session covers common scams targeting seniors, how to recognize fraudulent activities, and practical tips to protect yourself and your loved ones. This is a registration event. You can do that online or give us a call at the library and we can help you register.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly easy to register so they know how many folks are coming up. But boy, this is another great idea for a get-together, fraud prevention. And we encourage people to check that out. Even when you think, oh, you know, I know everything. I tell you, I mean, in terms of fraud prevention with regards to scams and things like that, it keeps changing and you just never know.
Yeah, they've always got something new cooking, so it's best to keep yourself up to date and safe.
Yes, and informed, and that's what it's all about with Stratford Public Library. Anything else on the go, or just check the website?
Check the website. We've got tons of stuff at splibrary.ca, including, you know, story times with Trish. We've got reading buddies. There's lots of to discover at the library.
Lots to discover. And you can discover the Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride and Stratford Public Library. We'll share the details in our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Emma Brommer, thanks again, Emma. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.